Daria.
Talking to me?
Wait a minute. Hello, and welcome to Aria Talking to Me, a Game of Thrones podcast hosted by two comedians who like Game of Thrones, despite having rewatched every single episode, one or two a week, for over a year? Almost a year?
Somewhere around a year.
Yeah.
We're recording in my house this week, which I've noticed can sometimes lead to a little bit of echoey recording. I've got wooden floors.
You live in a giant cave.
My wooden leg.
Yes.
Everything reverberates off of that.
We're also like lying face down on the floor.
So. And I am, yeah, I'm speaking into a bowl.
Yes.
Currently, a big plastic bowl.
Mm.
Just makes me feel more comfortable. It's something my therapist told me I could do if I really needed to.
It's got your name printed on the front.
Uh-huh.
Fido.
But what's the front of a bowl?
It's wherever the name is printed.
Yes.
How long is a piece of string?
I get really anxious that, no, you printed it just to the left of the front.
I think it'll sound fine. And if it doesn't, there's literally nothing we can do about it.
I think it is fine. I'm just pointing it out more for myself than anything.
Great. This week, we're talking about episode 2 of season 7.
Uh-huh. Stormborn.
Stormborn.
This is a complete aside, but it's in my head now, so it's freaking me out. Before we started recording this, we were talking about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yes.
As I'm going to close Facebook here to look at the recap of the episode, a friend of mine that I know from uni was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah. Like,
I thought it was going to be like, oh, they served up one of those contextual ads from listening to us.
Nah.
It's even weirder. Reality is responded. That's fucked.
I think there's always a friend who's been on Millionaire. Everyone knows someone tangentially who's been on Australian Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
It used to be Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
A lot of struggling comedians would take the pay.
I remember a dude who I knew through like other people who he had a mustache at the time when he went on. And so they made him say, Mo Deal, every time and point to his mustache. But he got on. That's what you got to do. You got to have a gimmick to be on that show in particular. They want you to have like a wooden leg or something.
Yes. Or a bowl with your name on it.
Yep. I walked in there, bowl hanging around my neck, leg hanging around my neck, tripping and falling as I went in. And they said, sir, get out of this antique shop that you've mistaken for a television studio.
The owner said, no deal. Because you still haggle in antique stores.
I smashed all their mirrors, though, so they were pretty mad.
Yep, and you've had bad luck ever since.
Other than the situation where I was watching season 7, episode 2 of Game of Thrones and quite enjoyed the episode.
Yes, I found it a little less engaging than episode 1 and like the end of season 6.
Same as always happens with this show. There's some bookkeeping that has to take place at some point in the season.
Yeah, yeah.
The pieces need to be set up and moved and people need to have whatever disagreements or whatever that they need to have.
Yes, and at least this one had a banger of an ending.
Yeah.
Which I'd completely forgotten.
And a couple of cool little filmy bits. And it was enough that it made me, probably to my own detriment, watch the rest of this season already.
Yeah. I also kind of wanted to keep watching. I don't think that's bad.
I just think I'll forget them at some point.
We definitely had trouble distinguishing between episodes when we watched them back to back for some weeks. But also, we've just done away with the sealed section.
True.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And we read through a recap each week.
That's a good point. So even if I get him confused, who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
So at the start of this, John is flying through space.
Yes.
And then he meets a cowboy named Woody.
And then the wall falls down.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, I guess we're like, watch all of them.
Watch all of them. Because there's stuff, just rereading the recap now, I was like, oh, that thing is earlier than I thought. Because it plays into this thing that's actually later than I thought. And I think, we just will be talking about the whole season, really.
Having watched season 7 as a whole now as well, I enjoyed it way more than the first time.
Right.
Watching it bang, bang, bang made the plot holes that there definitely still are less of a big deal to me. I really didn't mind as much the capturing a White Walker idea. We'll get to that once it gets brought up.
Interesting, yeah. I'm curious to see how I feel about it because I did not like it.
It made, there were little bits and pieces that made it make more sense. And I think it being a 3-week arc made it seem sillier, but having it just sort of happen.
Right.
And it was more that it does go nowhere. It like, at some point it ends up being like, oh, that was pointless.
Yes.
But when you're watching it all kind of through in a kind of Game of Thronesy way.
Yeah, okay.
You see the changes more. So anyway, well, let's deal with this episode first.
Let's deal with it.
So we open up back in Dragonstone.
Mm-hmm.
Daenerys is talking about what's next. They're all standing around that war table thing.
Yes.
Figuring out, hey, what do we do? Do we just go fucking attack the Red Keep?
Yeah, because who is it? Someone's like, it may be Daenerys, is just like, we could take King's Landing right now. We could go there, we could take it, it'd be ours. And Tyrion's like, well, yeah, but you'd kill everyone.
Yeah.
Like, to take it, you'd have to use the dragons. To use the dragons, that means you burn shit down. People live in things that burn down.
Totally. I can't remember exactly when he said this.
And people die in things that burn down, I guess.
Property damage is the biggest issue. But I don't remember when this specific line gets said, but it's kind of a recurring theme for the rest of the season of, like, if you start melting castles and burning people,
yes.
How are you any different? How are you the ruler you're saying that you're being?
Mm.
What's the point of
yes.
this?
You're just the Mad Queen then.
And definitely Varys says a bit of it.
Yes.
And she's like, yeah, cool. Actually, I meant to talk to you, Varys. Thanks heaps for helping me out.
I mean, thanks for mentioning the Mad King and the fact... I mean, it reminds me of the fact that you kind of instantly switched sides as soon as he became the loser. And, you know, the next person that you switch sides to, I mean, once they got in trouble, you just bailed on them as well. That's really interesting.
But you worked well when you were working for them. Like, you ordered that assassination on me.
Yes.
You really are a bit of a cunt, aren't you?
Yeah, you seem just like a traitor.
And she really goes for him, but he sticks his ground.
Yes.
And makes what I believe is the most honest thing come out of his mouth that's come out the whole time, maybe. Of like, I'm like a common dude. I've seen how bad it is.
Yep.
I don't want to fuck up the world for those people. I'm trying to fix it for them. If you're the person for that, great. I'm behind you. I think you are.
Mm.
If you stop being that, fuck off.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Like, I am not loyal to any one person because any one person can be fallible.
Yeah.
I'm loyal to the concept of a better world for everyone.
The realm, he says he works.
He says the realm. And I think it's a weird thing now to hear this because watching it again, I always remembered that. I always had that very clear in my mind that that is what Varys is, that is what he does, and that's why he does it. And I think the first time watching the show, where I think, I don't know if we're the same, where it's like, boy, he's like a real sneaky bastard, isn't he? He's a real trickster. He's like very much in the same boat as Littlefinger for most of the show.
And it's him and Littlefinger playing off each other for a lot of it for the first sort of half.
Totally.
Which
and
does
they,
make it make sense that that's the...
They do have that like little dick measuring contest of like, boy, aren't we both master spies and we just love spying it up and that's what we live for.
Varys regularly loses that dick measuring contest as well. But then Varys has people like showing up in boxes that he's ordered off of fucking Amazon.
Yep.
And, you know, he's a bit... He's off.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
For sure.
He's not... His intentions and motivations are, like, honourable, but his methods are often fucked.
Yeah.
Like, he does order people to be assassinated.
Yeah.
Sometimes they are.
Exactly. But I agree that I think he's always, like... He wouldn't order some... do you have anything to do with killing all those babies of Robert's?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I was going to say he wouldn't order like a regular person to be assassinated. He seems to stick up for them. I think he hated that at the time. Ned certainly did, and Varys and Ned got along.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember. Either way, he seems all right.
Yeah.
And Daenerys is like, yeah, just it was kind of like a sack tap sort of a situation.
I kind of just wanted you to say that because I thought it would be cool to hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
It is. It's a good monologue.
And she says, like, if you, like, ever betray me, my dragons will eat you.
Mm.
But if you think I'm doing the wrong thing, come and tell me and we're cool.
Just don't betray me. I'm open to feedback.
Which she has been her whole entire career here.
Yeah.
So especially with you see a couple more times in this episode, her just sort of saying things Tyrion said to her.
Yes, yeah.
Which is a cool thing, not plagiarism.
Yes.
It'd be great if Tyrion got mad at her for like, oh, it's actually copyright.
I came up with that cool turn of phrase. Not this season or not last season, but a couple of seasons ago.
And then, so Grey Worm's been standing at the back of the room the whole time with his arms behind his back.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, he gets a fucking text message on his Google Glass or something. And he's like, by the way, Melisandre's downstairs.
Mm.
That really fucking freaked me out.
That was weird.
How did he know that?
They also cut to him a bunch of times just doing literally nothing.
Just having reactions to this scene, but his reactions are for him to stand there stoically like a soldier because that's all he ever does.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so weird.
It's
but
well, he's an honorable guy, so maybe he would show that he respects Varys. No, no, just internal, I guess.
It'd be great if, like, every time they cut to him, he was like, anyway, never mind. It just had taken him ages to get it out because they'd been busy.
Yeah.
So
I had something to say, but it was relevant earlier, so just skip me for now.
Why? No, okay. Yeah. Then Tyrion says it louder, and he's like, what the fuck? But yeah, Melisandre's there.
She was banished from the north.
And now she's gone, I think, just east.
Yeah, it's just kind of like southeast-ish, I guess. Yeah.
And she's there just to say hi, I think, basically.
Yeah, like I've got probably nowhere else I can actually go in terms of a city, so just checking in.
And she's leaving soon,
so
whatever. She's like, hey, it's me. I reckon you're probably okay. I don't know what the deal is with whether or not you're like the big top person.
The big kahuna.
But you're certainly one ingredient of the kahuna burger.
Yes. And Daenerys is like sort of, what's the word? Sort of prejudiced towards liking her because of the Red Priestess spreading the word of Daenerys thing went so well.
Yeah. They'd helped him out over in Essos.
Predisposed towards her. So that was what I was trying to think of. Yeah. And is this when they talk about the prophecy, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Melisandre's like, look, I think you know some of this, but the Long Night's coming.
Mm-hmm.
The only person who can fight it off is the prince who was promised. And Daenerys is like, but I'm not a prince.
Mm.
And then Missandei steps in and she's like, actually.
Actually.
The translation there isn't quite correct. That thing that people have been speculating about for a while, this is sort of like a lame curveball.
The exact translation is, and I quote, conveniently, it could be prince or princess.
But John or Daenerys.
Yes.
That was promised.
Yes. Or maybe both.
Oh. Or maybe a combination.
A song of ice and fire, say.
Someone says, I think it's in this episode, I reunited ice and fire, or like I brought ice and fire together. Or,
right, yeah, yeah.
At some point, someone says that.
100%. Certainly in the season.
Yeah. Anyway, they're like, yeah, it might be the princess.
Yeah.
Tyrion's like, them roll off the tongue, and Daenerys says, yeah, but make a me horn.
Yeah.
So Melisandre doesn't really have any like opinion on who it might be. She's like, look, I'm fucking done with meddling.
I'm not sticking my neck out anymore.
Yeah.
I'll give some passive advice, but that's it.
Tyrion's like, oh, fucking Jon Snow. I know that dude.
Mm.
He was like, I rode with him to the wall. He was just working for the Night's Watch at the time.
Mm.
He's the fucking king.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He seemed like a good dude. So that's something.
He's like, let's get him involved. He could be an ally for sure. I trust that guy. Fucking bring him down here. We'll get
him down here. We'll
get him to bend the knee, which bend the knee for this whole series seems like something they meant to do control F on afterwards and fucking replace with some other terms for it.
Yes, yes.
They say bend the knee again and again and again and again and again.
Yeah.
But whatever.
It is a good shorthand for like, pledge your allegiance, but also submit.
Yeah.
Which is what...
It is. It works. It just they really say it a lot.
They do.
But they probably say the word "and" a fair bit.
No, I don't think so. I actually don't think they say it once.
Plus Daenerys.
Yeah, they just say plus every time.
Or on the way. So speaking of Jon over at Winterfell, Sansa, him and Davos are having a talk about that. So Tyrion sends him a letter.
Yes. He makes the invitation.
Come on down here.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out. And Sansa and Davos are like... Don't do that, idiot.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Sansa is particularly forceful on it.
Yeah. Last time a Targaryen invited a Stark somewhere, they got burned alive.
Yeah.
But Tyrion's put like a little little inside joke on the letter. Can't remember what it is.
It's about all dwarfs are bastards in their father's eyes.
That's right. Yeah,
it's a very funny inside joke.
There was like a voice. I don't know. You had to be there at the time. But yeah, they're like, no way. That's really dangerous.
Yeah. Even if Tyrion is a nice guy, it's just it take away that you have to take look at it objectively. It's too much of a risk.
Like. The peeps of people who worked for the Mad King were fine.
Yes, yeah.
So
even if, like, at this point for them, it's like, even if this is a 30% risk, it's still too much to risk. Yeah, we cannot do that.
You are the king in the north. Cersei's fucked. Yeah. It's winter. Don't do it.
There's zombies.
This whole time, John's got his fingers in his ears, like, la, 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 la.
He's just staring into the middle distance, thinking about Ygritte or something.
Yeah.
Something nice.
Ygritte for a while.
Yeah.
And then... Davos, though, is like, but he does have dragons.
Yeah.
You know what dragons breathe? Oxygen.
Yes.
You know what they turn that oxygen into?
Farts.
Farts. But you know what they can spit out?
No.
Cum. Oh. They're not swallowers.
Yes. Yeah. That goes on for literally half an hour.
But he's like, oh, so the fire.
The fire. Dragons and fire. The fire comes out.
Fire kills the White Walkers and shit. So maybe she would actually be a pretty good ally to have.
Maybe the risk is worth it because the benefit is huge.
Yeah.
It could be the winning thing.
And kind of no one has any allies right at this second in some ways. I mean, Daenerys does. But Cersei is also kind of shoring up her allies.
Yes.
She's got a whole bunch of the Westerosi top brass.
Some of which are allied to the Tyrell family, apparently.
Yeah. So
surprising they just haven't been beheaded already.
Well, I guess like...
Well, I guess they, yeah, they need them.
And it's all a little up in the air at the moment. Like that stuff kind of just happened.
You know what else is up in the air?
What?
A dragon.
Oh, shit.
If dragons breathe fire.
Oh, shit. They'd be really useful against the White Walkers.
I didn't even realize that.
For sucking them off.
Yes. That's good.
They're
that's
cold
good shit.
Semen. but... yeah, they've got so Sam's dad's there, Randall Tarly,
the main representative to the audience of these families.
Yeah, and they you know they're in the same way that there's a whole bunch of Bannermen for the Starks or whatever.
And,
but technically, all of them are still allied to the Crown before that.
Mm.
So even if you're like, hey, we really like the Knights of the Vale or whoever, you'd still be like, but if they fuck up, I'm a Crown guy.
That's why you want the throne because. You're technically always in charge.
The king and the queen are the most important pieces on the chessboard, is what I always say.
I feel like without the pawns, you could not win.
I think it would be a quicker, funner game and would smell less without the pawns.
Pawn cocktail.
Porn. Pornography. Sorry, those dragons have really got me
absolutely
in my mind in a single place. But anyway, she's talking to them being like, hey, look, fuck Daenerys. She's Mad King 2.0.
Yep.
She's brought a bunch of fucking foreign savages over to our shores. Mm. We've got to stop the boats.
Yeah, a political tactic as old as time.
It really is. And, it really is the thing that gets Randall Tarly.
Yes.
Because when he's talking to Jaime later on, she gives this big sort of thing and she's like, fuck these fuckers.
All to the court. And you can see there's heaps of people there. We assume, I don't know, like at least like a good half of them have split allegiances right now.
Right.
And Jaime sort of takes him aside and is like, hey, Randall, you swore an oath to the crown. Mm-hmm. Like, we get that you're friends with the Tyrells, but honor comes first. You're clearly an honorable man. You should, you know, follow the crown. And he's like, I don't know. You guys seem fucked. Why would I do that? The Tyrells and the Tarlys have been allied for years and years and years. Wait a minute. You mentioned some foreign savages?
Yeah. And that's the thing. He's like, Olenna Tyrell, she's got Dothraki and the eunuchs.
Yes.
He's like, if I hate anything more than foreigners, it's cockless foreigners.
Yes.
Which I think was literally the headline at the front of the Herald Sun on the day that the Comedy Festival Guide came out.
Yep.
Which, by the way, anyway, hate being allied with that paper for that period of time. Anyway.
Yes. You swear an oath to the crown and you follow through.
You're fucked.
But maybe you do some little secret betrayals no one knows about.
I've been printing things in. There's no paper that's good anymore.
No.
So, he also offers Randall, like, hey, if you do this, then we're going to need someone to look after things in what used to be the Tyrells' land.
Yes. Yeah.
So when it's all said and done, maybe you'll get a nice little comfy chair.
Mm.
Which is all this is ever fucking about.
Totally.
It's like, do you want to be less hungry and a little bit of a comfier butt?
Mm-hmm.
Have a fight for 60 years.
Yeah. The Tarleys have a lovely house, though.
They do have a lovely house.
Yeah.
That's true.
I guess they just get more.
But someone stole their best sword.
That's true.
We haven't seen that sword for a while.
Mm. I guess it'll never come back up.
Like accidentally losing Chekhov's gun.
Yes.
Like, I don't know where it is. That, like, I'm sorry.
I mean, this could be a sketch, so.
Qyburn also mentions when they're talking to people, they're like, how the fuck are we going to fight dragons? And Qyburn's like, don't worry.
Yeah.
I got a creepy thing I'm working on.
Yes. They're like, please don't tell me more.
It's okay, I won't, but I'm a bit of a weirdo.
Don't imply it even.
Well, I'm just saying that I'm like a little squirt.
La, 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 la.
Little worm. But so he shows Cersei, she's keen to see it down in
this,
like,
is such a built-up scene. I remember it being this way as well.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just a big crossbow, guys.
It's really like, they bring it, Cersei, Qyburn brings Cersei down into this like kind of big storage room.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of dragon skulls down there.
Had we seen this room before?
I don't think so.
Maybe we see it again, because I remember it very clearly for some reason.
It definitely
reason.
Comes back.
Yeah.
And at this time, she's like, yeah, I think Robert used to come down there with a bunch of his whores and fucking fuck up against a dragon skull.
Mm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because like in this
Thanks
world-
Thanks for bringing me down here, Qyburn.
Yeah, he's like, that's all I wanted to show you. I thought you were thinking it'd be cool. But they're kind of describing the dragons and they're like, look at that biggest one. That's Balon.
I don't know.
Big bopper?
Big boy. Andre 3000?
Andre the Giant. 3000. My matchup.
Balerion the Dread.
That's right. So that's the biggest one.
Which sounds like Valyrian with
it
a cold.
Does. Balerion.
Balerion.
So yeah, that was the initial Aegon the Conqueror, first Targaryen who came over, his dragon.
Yep.
And it's got a big head.
Huge head.
But Qyburn's like, don't worry, these dragons, they're fucking tough as hell, but they're not invincible.
Yes.
I've had my people working on this day and night, and it is just a big crossbow.
Yeah. The greatest breakthrough in military technology of all time, a big crossbow.
So have you seen a small crossbow? Yes. Every day we're in medieval times.
Yes.
Well, what if I were to tell you that an ant looking at that crossbow would be very, very scared of it?
Yes.
Now pretend that you are an ant. Queen Cersei, please get up off the ground. Just imagine it. Don't act it out.
Yes, you're pretending you're an ant. Now don't fuck your nephew. That's two ways to think of the word ant.
So, it's a big crossbow. They shoot it at the skull. It breaks the skull.
There's extremely dramatic music.
Yeah, and like they've invented the nuclear bomb or something.
Mm. Yes, yeah, exactly. That is how it's built up.
But yeah, it's a big crossbow.
Yeah.
So Daenerys and them, they're having a big meeting. It's Daenerys, Yara, Ilaria, Olenna, and, you know, those are the main four.
Yeah.
And then
is Daevo there?
Daevo?
Davos.
Oh, Davos. No.
Right.
Because John and shit aren't down there yet.
Oh, that's right. He's up there.
Yeah, yeah. They're up in Winterfell still.
I swear, I thought as I was watching the scene, where's Davos?
I can answer that for you.
He was in that previous scene you just watched in a different location.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily mean he won't pop up on a boat.
That's true.
But he's definitely not in this particular scene because it's those people.
I think we should spend more time on this.
Let's list who else isn't there. Rob Stark, he's not there, weirdly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He doesn't
That's
show up.
Rude.
I think it is pretty rude.
Yeah.
That one guy who Arya stabs on her way out of King's Landing, that little kid.
Yeah.
He's not there.
Yeah.
Mary Ned? Poppins isn't there.
Yes.
No Ned.
Mm.
But those four are there and they're sort of disagreeing. Like, same chat again about, like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Should we just fucking run at King's Landing?
Yeah.
And Daenerys says to them this time, whatever Tyrion's line was of, like, I don't want to be Queen of the Ashes.
Yes, yes.
That's what it is. Unlike an Australian cricketer.
Very good.
So
you took the bullet that I was trying to jump in front of.
And I will make that shit joke. But instead, like, let's do a siege of the capital.
Yeah, let's be smart about it.
And send our military up north to the true seat of power in Westeros. Casterly Rock.
Yeah,
Tyrion's a little nervous when he's describing this. But yeah, like they can't. They've already on the back foot because it's like, yeah, we did bring the Dothraki over here. People hate that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We need them to love you if you're gonna work at this, and that's not a great way to make you do that.
Yeah,
we really want to take out the Lannisters anyway. I mean, we literally do. Cersei's on the throne.
Yeah,
so let's send. The Greyjoys will go around the side, and then the Tyrells will... So the Greyjoys and the Dornish will go around the back of King's Landing.
Yep.
The Tyrells will go out the front, and they'll just pincer movement it and wait there until they're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the meantime, the Unsullied go up to Casterly Rock. They
just take it.
Clear that place out, and that's theirs now.
Yep.
Pretty good plan.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no, we haven't even seen Casterly Rock, I don't think, yet.
No, you're right, yeah.
In this whole show, so...
we've seen, like, fucking Harrenhal and shit.
Yeah.
But we've not seen Casterly Rock, yeah.
So, they like, let's go there. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Very clever plan.
Yes.
Then as they walk out, Olenna's like, hey, Daenerys. Or Daenerys is like, hey, Olenna, whatever. They get to talk and she's like, hey, that Tyrion guy, he's clever. He's a clever man.
Mm-hmm.
I've known a lot of clever men. Mm-hmm. I've outlived them all because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Is basically her point. She's like, just ignore them. If you think you should do what you're going to do, sheep follow, but you're a dragon. Be a dragon. She wants to fuck Cersei up, though, is her only motivation for doing any of this.
Absolutely. That's how it was sold to them all, right? It's like you get to have revenge. Fire and blood.
Exactly. It was literally fire and blood.
Yeah.
And now they are pulling back on that. As they fucking should for Daenerys' sake.
Absolutely. They will get their revenge and they don't have to, fuck things up while doing it.
Well, because like all that loss of life would be utterly pointless. Speaking of utterly pointless, Missandei and Grey Worm have a little bit of a scene here. So there hasn't been a boob in the show for a while.
True.
And there hasn't been a shot of anyone going down on someone.
That is such a soft porn shot.
Yeah, it is.
It's just like, well, I'm watching someone do cunnilingus.
Yeah. Because, like, it's so lame. Anyway, they have a bit of a chat.
Yeah.
And they're like, Missandei's like, well, you're not going to say Bryan Graham. I was like, it hurts too much in my weakness. And she's like, oh, that's offensive. He's like, no, it's actually beautiful.
Yeah.
And that she's like, oh, great. I'm going to undo my million fucking laces on my dress.
I don't know.
Whatever it is, corset.
Backwards
thing.
Corset? I don't know.
And then she's like, get a load of that. Wha-bam, she says out loud. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hubba hubba.
Aruga! Hummin' 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 hummin'.
His jaw falls to the ground and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes to take his pants off. He's like, nah, ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
I don't want you to see my stump.
Actually, a little insecure about that.
And she's like, hey, don't worry about it. I get it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
And then as though they're like, the viewer's going to be wondering, like, how do they fuck?
Yes.
It's like a fucking 12-year-old thinking about lesbians.
Yeah.
He's like, do they scissor? And now, as if to be like, we have to show what they're going to do. It's like, Grey Worm eats her out.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, good. Thank God.
Which,
R plus L equals J. And GWGDOM. Grey Worm goes down on Missandei.
Yeah. Yeah.
The two biggest mysteries of the show solved.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking pointless scene.
I think it's good in that you never see anyone eat a woman out.
Yeah.
You always see blowjobs all the time. It's in fucking Ghostbusters.
I think there's one later in this episode or in the next one.
Totally.
Cersei sucks off Jaime.
Yeah. On a pure representation level, sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I wish that the sex scene or the characters were in any way important, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's, like, absolutely, I agree with that point, but I also think that what is the point of these C characters getting their weirdly long sex scene?
If they had...
I mean, not weirdly long as in that's how long it would... if it were...
it's, if anything, weirdly short.
Yeah.
It would work so much better if the characters had more depth.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the actor's fault either. I think they're both very good actors.
Yeah.
It's just like, Yeah, you never managed to make these characters really compelling.
Exactly. And that extended like sex scene for them as well makes it seem more like the sex scene had more detail on the page than these characters did.
Yeah.
Which I think is my problem with
it. Even the thought, yes, the thought put into it is more significant than the rest of their scenes.
This sentence that's in the recap, I think, sums up why I don't like it.
Mm.
Getting onto the bed, the two find other ways to express their love.
Yeah.
Like, motherfucker, eating pussy ain't an other way. That's one of the top three.
That's just how you start anyway.
Yeah.
And then goes, if you've got a dick.
Rootin' is number one.
Tootin' number two.
Tootin' number two. Humping a bedpost number three.
Yep.
Vegetable.
Yes.
Or like food stuff. Mm. Apple pie.
Mm.
Or cucumber. The classics.
Yeah.
Sitting on a tumble dryer.
Yeah, that is a classic.
Surprise orgasm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the top eight.
Yep.
Ish. But yeah, I don't know. Whatever. It's just like, it's one of the scenes as well that happened several times during this season where it's like, this was written backwards from what would happen here if this were a movie, if this were a show.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It just
seems a little more contrite than... Is contrite the right word? Contrived?
Contrived? I think it is contrived.
Contrived.
Yeah.
So, who cares?
That the whole beginning of her walking in and being like, why were you going to say goodbye?
Totally.
This would not happen. That would not happen. He either would or wouldn't, and she'd understand why.
Yeah.
I think it is contrived.
It's the same from like... a fucking, like, American Sniper or some shit. Mm,
yes.
I've never seen that movie, but I imagine it's very hoorah.
Yes.
I don't know, though. Inside a quarantine cell at the Citadel.
Mmm.
So Sam and Jim Broadbent are having a look at Jorah. And Jim Broadbent's like, my favorite type of doctor, where he's just very plainly like, look, you could maybe live 10, 20 years, but your mind, 6 months.
Mate, yes.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're kind of fucked here. If you were a regular dude, I'd have sent you off to the
magical place.
Where all the other stone men live now.
Yeah.
But for you...
Nimbin.
For you, though, you don't have to go to that fucking hellhole just yet.
Yeah.
I'll give you a day. And then he looks at his sword and he's like, do you get it?
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, like... Sam's kind of going, well, Shireen Baratheon was kind of cured.
Mm.
Couldn't that help? Couldn't we do something?
He doesn't want to give up.
How old was Shireen? Like 9. Mm-hmm. And was she a fully grown man? No, 9-year-old girl.
How much grayscale? Not her entire body.
A little bit.
Tiny bit.
Yeah, and how old was she? About 9. Yeah.
She's still alive, by the way?
That's unrelated. But so, the Archmaester's like, you know, get fucked. We can't do anything here. Sorry about that, but whatever.
And so he doesn't follow it up and Jorah dies.
Yep. But Sam learns also that Jorah Mormont. He's like, oh, fuck, I knew your dad up at the wall.
Yeah.
Sorry, he's dead. And I don't know, did Jorah know he was dead yet? Maybe he did, actually. Someone told him.
Yeah, I think, yes.
Thingo told him. What's his name? Who came from Westeros? Who died? Remember the other guy who used to be hanging out with them? Barristan Selmy.
Jeremy? Oh.
That's it, Jeremy.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah.
So they're having a walk around. Sam's like, look, couldn't we look through some of these books? And the Archmaester's like, no, I know my shit. Mm. How many of these books have you read? Whoa, that's heaps of them already.
Yeah.
But no, we can't do it. It's too dangerous and I'm not going to let you do it.
Yes.
Cut to that night.
I don't do anything rebellious.
Yeah. I love books. I love to say that some writers are good, but like they're nice, colorful writers, but their books are bad, or their books are good, but they're boring writers. They're having a conversation about that. And those are the only two types of books.
Yeah.
And Game of Thrones starts off as the second,
yeah.
The latter ends as the former. That night though, Sam goes back to Jorah's cell and he's like, hey, look, your dad was cool. I'm going to help you out here. Drink this huge fucking thing of rum. We're going to Cancun.
Yeah.
Live it up for one last night, Jorah. But he's gonna cut that shit off and put an ointment on afterwards.
And we see it happen.
Yeah. And it is fucking gross.
It's so gross.
It looks super painful.
Yep.
It's very well acted.
Totally, yes.
Very well makeup departmented.
Yep. And it looks real,
It looks completely fucked.
Yep.
Doesn't seem like that complicated of a procedure.
Yeah, yeah.
To be fair. But I guess you could catch the grayscale off of it easily is the problem with
yes,
it.
Yes, that is true. And I guess if, like, they're thinking, like, if he's got that, if you cut off that much flesh of a person, they usually just die.
True.
They get infected and they die.
True. So he's cutting off his fucking gross skin.
Yep.
Very well acted, well makeuped. Very well edited as well, because the last shot is the scalpel coming towards the camera and then cut to a big spoon going into like a yellow chicken pie thing.
Yeah.
And it's fucking gross.
It's, I think like I gagged the first time I was watching
it. It's disgusting.
It's really disgusting. It's so well edited.
Yeah.
I honestly have never seen something like that. Like that perfect a match cut where your brain follows through and you still feel it.
Do you know the only one is from Jurassic Park: The Lost World?
Yeah,
right at the start when the rich family's vacationing on the island, girl gets eaten by the little dinosaurs.
Yes,
the mum runs over and she screams, and then it cuts to Jeff Goldblum's face standing in front of an ad for palm trees or whatever. In the subway, and it looks like he was the diet. Like she saw him.
Yeah,
that's one of the best cuts.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This is up there.
Yeah,
but yeah, there it's an inn.
Yep.
Arya's at the inn. She's overhearing people say something. They're like, "Oh, the fucking, we're going down to King's Landing."
It's something like
something's
that.
Something's happening down there.
Yeah, Queen Cersei summoned all the like that.
Yeah, some sort of gossip.
It's not the gossip that she learns later, basically.
No. Because Hot Pie shows up. Mm. She's at that one, the Crossroads Inn.
Yeah, she hears a, "Ari! Ari!"
Yeah, where is it, Ari?
Yeah.
And he brings over clearly someone else's food.
Yeah, yes.
But she digs
in. He's clearly mid-order, mid-serve. He's like, "Oh, nah, this is..."
All right, sure. But they have a bit of a chat.
Yeah.
He's like, "You must be going up to Winterfell."
Mm.
She's like, "No, why the fuck would I go there? The bombs are there, you dumbass." He's like, "Actually, you're going to feel silly after that because it's your brother.
Mm.
He's the king in the north. They killed the Boltons."
He doesn't mention Sansa, I noted.
No, I guess not. Well, everyone's pledged their allegiance to Jon over her. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I suppose he wouldn't go like... And Peter Dutton is actually the whatever the fuck he is now. It's ScoMo. That'll be outdated by the time this episode goes up in 1 hour.
In 1 hour.
Oh, God, sorry. So Arya learns that. She's like, "Oh, well, thanks for the food. It was great."
Mm.
He's like, "Friends don't pay. I'm still lovely."
Yeah.
"I'm a lovely young boy. I was a little bit fucked at the first bit, but I'm nice now.
I'm a better baker, apparently."
Yeah, I'm a good baker.
"I've improved.
I made you that biscuit, and I think it was a little dry, the first one.
And it was shaped like a turd."
It was a little wolf.
A turd wolf.
But now it's always the second wolf that I make. Looks a little better. But
I'm half Irish.
Arya goes outside and...
then a wolf comes.
Well, there's almost... It's kind of lame that like the two people are like, "Well, time to go to King's Landing."
Yeah, yeah.
"Down this way."
Yeah.
"Off we are to option number one, murder Cersei."
And then she mouses over the other path and it lights up and you hear another sound of a guy going, "Well, it's time to head north and there's room for one more in the carriage."
And she decides the northern route.
Yep.
She's off to Winterfell.
Yep.
She's making a camp, checking it twice.
Mm-hmm.
Going to find out if that wood's naughty or nice.
Oh.
But she gets surrounded, by a bunch of wolves.
Yeah, a wolf pack.
A wolf mother shows up after that.
Absolutely.
And...
did a Wolf Mother song play in The Hangover 3, maybe?
Oh, good question. What time would it have been? There was like a year where every fucking...
because Jackass had a Wolf Mother tie-in song.
Every testosterone-y movie had Joker and the Thief.
Yes.
I think it was always Joker and the Thief.
Pretty much, yeah. Love Train, one of their B-sides was used in, I think, Triple M's like footy coverage.
Right.
That was in the that was in a bunch of stuff as well.
I do remember that one.
Yeah. Not a good one.
Woman was the only... Anyway, whatever.
That's a different podcast.
And it's a short podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome to the top 10 best Wolf Mother songs of all time. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week with no more content this time either.
Yes.
Because there were none.
Yes.
Oh, actually, it's the gnome in the forest.
Yeah.
But
where eagles dare to fly.
Nymeria shows up. She's the wolf mother.
Yes.
Ari recognizes her. She's like, oh, big wolf. That's my big wolf.
Mm.
Come home with me, girl. Come on.
Yeah.
Nymeria's like, motherfucker. It's been like 6 years.
Yeah.
Get fucked.
You think you're the only one who's changed? I've changed. I've grown up.
Yeah.
I'm an independent woman now.
I'm a big... I ain't no human's wolf.
Mm.
And they all kind of walk off. She gets out of that very lucky.
Yeah.
Her horse especially.
Yeah.
Because Nymeria could have been like, well, I'm going to eat the horse. We're hungry.
As yeah. We are all wolves. So
but whatever. They're smart enough to walk away.
Yep.
And yeah, Arya's like, oh, it's not you.
Mm.
That isn't you, is it?
Mm.
It's not you in there. Or you've changed.
Yeah.
Or it means...
I've changed.
That isn't what you were always like. It's not you to follow me.
Yes.
You were natural.
And also, God, there was some... I remember there being like some lame confusion around that line at the time.
I hated it. Because that line, that isn't you or something like that gets said another time.
Yeah,
about
yeah.
some other character.
Yeah.
But it was such a thin bow... to draw between them, a thin line,
yeah,
a short bow,
mm-hmm.
a bow tie. Master Walken, who the fuck's that?
What?
I'm just reading this off of...
he's the new Winterfell guy, yeah. Yeah.
So...
Mr. Tolkien.
Mr. Tolkien has... all the North people are meeting again, basically,
yep.
I think, in a second. Is that yep. right?
All those yelling guys.
Who calls a meeting? Okay, John just calls another meeting. Because he gets a message from the Maester that Sam is like, hey, there's Dragonglass. That's right, from last episode.
Yes, yeah.
There's Dragonglass under Dragonstone. How about that, John? How you doing?
Yeah.
Get back.
I miss
so
you.
So he calls a big meeting and he's like, hey, there's Dragonglass
mm-hmm.
under Dragonstone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go down there. Tyrion's invited me. I've got to leave for the Dragonglass and to see about... making friends with the queen.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, no.
Absolutely not. Everyone's like, no. No.
Dipshit.
This is not a like, oh, maybe half sides with John, half yeah. with Sansa. Everyone's like, no.
You are the king in the north.
She's the enemy, basically.
Yeah.
Come on.
We need you in the north. What are you doing?
This is crucial timing yeah. for everything.
And he's like, look, I've got to do it. I'm sorry. She's a queen. We need to send a king down there.
Also, and he pulls this card on a few different people throughout the show. I've seen the Army of the yeah. Dead. You guys haven't seen the Army of the Dead. You don't know.
But yeah, but he is right about that.
He
I mean,
is
he's
right.
Like, look,
yes.
this is more important. I get why you're mad and normally sure, but
yeah.
we need that dragon glass.
Yes.
So he's like, don't worry about it. I'm going to leave the North in good hands. And Sansa's like, oh, fucking who? Who yeah. could you possibly mean?
Nothing
who?
Can make me okay with this decision at all.
It's you, Sansa.
Oh, don't come back. Don't even come back, maybe.
Yeah, so Sansa's going to be... She's the Lady of Winterfell. She's
yep.
going to look after the place while he's gone. Surely he won't be gone for long, though.
Mm.
So just before he's leaving, he like goes and visits Ned's statue
yeah.
down in the crypt. And he's like, oh, Dad, I assume... What should I be doing with all this dragon glass? All that dragon glass inside them jeans.
Well,
I'm going to make you scream.
Well, son, all I can advise you to do is put your neck on a chopping block.
Yeah.
Oh, Dad, I might actually not listen to you this time.
Yeah, no, Dad, I think you've lost your head with that one.
Hooray! That's very funny, son. I don't understand it, though.
Littlefinger wanders down there. John's like, oh, this fucking cunt.
Yeah.
All right. Littlefinger's like, I'm not the enemy.
Mm.
I'm just a creepy friend. I get a little touchy when I drink. Everyone puts up with me. But like, he crosses the line.
He basically, he's like saying like, I'm not the enemy. In fact, I love your sister like I loved your mother and I want to touch her. And
yeah.
And then John's like, that's making it worse.
He grabs him by the neck very satisfyingly and pushes him up against the wall. And he's like, remember how this is probably what you do to a bunch of people? I'm doing it to you. Fuck off.
Yeah.
If you touch my sister while I'm gone.
I have hashtag no filter. And I'm going to tell you how I really feel.
I'm going to bash you if you fucking touch my sister.
I'm going to bash you, nerd. Fuck off.
It's so good to see someone say, I'm going to bash you, nerd, to Littlefinger.
Yep.
So,
to the most MRA of the nerds in any TV show.
Reddit is a ladder. So John's out of there again. Feels like he hasn't been there for very fucking long at all.
Mm-hmm.
But he's off.
He's just there long enough to inspire loyalty and then test it.
Yeah, exactly. And he's off with Davos as well and a couple of Starks, and they're going down there.
Yep.
So speaking of traveling.
Speaking of smash cut to
Yara and Ilaria traveling. Theon's there too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like really fucking hitting on each other hard.
Yeah.
Theon's like, Can I leave? But just like super like, oh, what if there was a foreign invader? Well, I guess they'd have to finger my pussy.
Yeah, Theon's like, I know my dick literally got cut off, but please don't cuck me.
Yeah, it's somehow going inside. It's regrowing again just so it can get really, really soft. But yeah, they're just sort of hanging out down below deck, traveling over to do this siege.
Yeah.
Kaboom.
What could that be?
There's a big noise.
A friend?
Did a friendly bomb go off? No. They go upstairs and or above deck, I guess, is the sailing term.
Yes.
And there's fucking Euron's big ass ship.
Yeah.
With its cool sails.
This is a cool scene.
Yeah.
I loved this. I loved this whole scene. I loved it when it first happened. I love watching it again. It's fucking cool.
There's one bit that I didn't like where, and this happens a few times where Game of Thrones will, it happened when Cersei burns when fucking Daenerys burns the ships in the bay where the music cuts out and there's a word said. And then the music kicks back.
Oh, yes. That
like,
is lame.
Like a Channel 10 trailer for a funny movie.
Sure.
Like, and this man is actually a squirrel.
Yes.
And so, yeah, the music cuts out. She's like, Euron. And we're like, we get it. Yes. I know it's Euron.
Yeah.
Tell you how we know it's Euron. Because 2 seconds later, a big fucking thing that like a clamp thing, a ship invading big machine that whacks onto the fucking deck comes down and he's standing on top of it like a fucking psychopath.
Yes.
It's so effective though. He's just screaming like, ah!
Yeah. He just screams through the whole scene and by the end he's just got more and more blood on his face.
Totally. His voice is different too. Like he's got a battle voice on where he's just like, Yara. Been smoking heavily the night before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this whole scene's great.
Yeah, they have a big fight.
It made me realize, I just love the sort of this like naval combat stuff.
Right.
Do you ever see Master and Commander?
I've never seen Master and Commander.
It's great. It's really, really good. It's like one of the best Russell Crowe performances.
I've heard it's good.
It's, it's a fun ship adventure.
Okay.
The
only ship movie I would have seen, like, honestly, I haven't seen that
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I guess, yeah. I've seen that.
And this is
Treasure Island.
I was going to say this is the adult's version of that, but Muppet's Treasure Island is the adult version of all of this.
Muppet's Treasure Island is a fucking awesome movie.
It's very, very good.
I genuinely think it's good. So, but yeah, Euron and all of them fight.
They just completely overwhelm them as
destroy
well.
Destroy them.
Yeah.
Well, he's got the best navy in the world.
Exactly. All the stories he tells, it's like, oh, he was maybe even underselling himself. He's fucking great at this.
He is a fucking force of nature on a boat.
Yes.
And he kills...
The force of nature?
Two of those...
Ocean.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wind.
Water.
The two
the two best planeteers.
I think probably there were. Two of the daughters die.
Oh, yeah. Yes, the sand snakes are there, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they get killed with their own weapons, both of them. He hoists the spear one up with her own spear.
Yep.
I feel like there must be some sort of phrase there. She was fucked up by her own... fucking weapon.
Yes.
Cunt.
Yeah.
I've been hoisted by my own petard there.
Yeah.
Couldn't come up with it. And then Whip One gets choked out by a whip.
Yeah.
At the end of this, they're like hanging off the edge of the boat.
She gets enough. I can't think of another phrase.
He's given her enough death.
Murder. Yeah.
Kill. Mm. Shit.
I mean, if
we've given ourselves too much rope with that.
Thank you. for that.
So they're both dead. He kills them pretty handily.
Just captures Ilaria. She's just like, oh, yep. Fuck. Oh, shit. And they just grab her.
And she's like, kill me, kill me, kill me, my daughter, kill me.
Yes.
Kill us.
Let's get this over and done with.
And they're like, that's
a smirky smile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some fucked up shit coming for you.
And the youngest one's left as well.
She's down there as well. So yeah. Daughter and mother, and then two of the other sand snakes are killed. I think they were both her daughters as well. Maybe they were someone else's daughters. They're all Oberyn's
daughters.
They're all, daughters.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
So those two are dead.
This one, the youngest one is her daughter.
Yes. Then Euron gets his hands on Yara as well. They have a big fight.
Yep.
And he grabs her. He's like, Leon. Like a ridiculous voice.
Yeah, he's like a monster now.
Like him.
Yeah. It's that bloodlust. It's that battle sort of energy.
I guess so.
He's a bloody ocean barbarian.
True. I've never been in an ocean battle.
Mm.
So I don't know what my voice would do.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, get out of my way. I'm sailing here. He grabs Yara and he's like, Theon,
yes.
I got your sister. Mm-hmm. You're going to fucking try and save her?
Surely you are. I mean, after all the character development you've been through.
Yeah. Theon does a great little bit of facial acting here.
Mm.
His little eyelids kind of reverting back to all the Reek facial mannerisms.
Yep.
And he jumps the fuck off of that boat.
And Yara, it looks annoyed.
She looks fucking furious. Yeah. Euron's finding it genuinely funny.
Yeah.
And off they sail. They've won.
That's it.
He's got Yara.
Theon's bobbing in the water. We see that he's fine. He doesn't drown or anything.
No, he's holding onto a log.
Yeah.
But yeah, Euron's got Yara and he's got Ilaria and the daughter.
Mm.
And
he's fucked up all those ships too.
He has absolutely naval combated them.
Yep.
Combated them.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only problem that sentence that I missed. So yeah, Theon's bobbing in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then the episode ends.
That's the finish point of the episode.
Like a pretty good... I remember that scene kind of coming out of nowhere. The Euron fucking him up scene.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, very shocking.
Yeah.
Actually shocking, yeah.
Very good looking battles. Every bit of the CGI and everything in this whole season is... the budget goes up and up with every one.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
And this one, you can see why there was only 7, because they're like, we're going to go all out for 7.
Yeah, yeah. I remember them saying, sort of hinting at that before the season started and people being like, what could they actually be doing with this budget? And then it being really satisfying.
Yeah. In a couple of episodes, there's one where it's like, holy moly.
Yeah.
You put some cash and you splash that cash.
Yes. Holy cannoli. Well done.
So, money to burn. It's all fire. Why am I doing that? This one was splashing the cash. The other one's money to burn.
Yes.
And then it's like, freeze your money.
Oh, yeah.
Cold money.
Cold hard cash.
Cold hard cash.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
We've done it.
So yeah, that's that episode there. I liked it. I like this season more than I did the first time around.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because these first two, not really, like a couple of bits and pieces that are like a little lame. And there are a couple of sort of plot holy type things, or at least contrivances that happen later on. But I think it's all bearable.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm looking forward to watching the rest.
Yeah. In the meantime, I guess, you guys, again, just to reiterate, if you haven't watched the rest of the season, just watch it now.
Yeah.
We're still putting these out one a week, but we're basically doing the season as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched them all now. Overall opinion, looking forward to season 8.
Yeah.
6 more after that. I've only got 6 more to watch.
Fucking hell.
I think it's 6 in the season 8, right?
That's but they're crazy. All 90 minutes long or something.
Maybe. We'll see.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
But, fucking crazy.
There's a whole bunch of questions we haven't answered yet, but...
Should we do a couple now?
Yeah.
That are relevant?
So Lexi asks us... Well, Lexi says first, I'm a huge fan of the show. You're the highlight of my Monday. That's very nice of you to say, Lexi.
That is super nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lexi's wondering...
Highlights of my Mondays?
Mm-hmm.
That funny cat who eats lasagna.
Oh, yes. God, I might make lasagna tonight. I fucking love lasagna.
Lasagna is actually sick.
It's so good.
I don't know why everyone makes fun of Garfield for loving lasagna.
It's a great dish.
It's really good. If Garfield was like... If Garfield loved like those little Frankfurter hot dogs or whatever where it's like... Those are just objectively junk food.
Yeah, yes.
Those are flat out always bad.
For children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese can be great.
Yeah, yeah, you can't really make fun of that.
Lasagna, great. Yep. Pretty much any Italian food.
Pizza pie?
Pizza pie. Pizza is great. Pizza is the most versatile food.
Yes.
Unless you can't eat, like, bread. But even then, you can fucking make it out of fucking other shit.
Bloody pitta.
Or you can
pitta-patter of little feet.
Cauliflower. You can make cauliflower pizza.
You can too. Yeah. You can have gluten-free ones.
When I was saying cauliflower pizza, I was still kind of kneading dough.
Yeah.
My hand.
Pizza is a versatile dish.
What else is Italian?
Spaghetti-o.
Any type of pasta.
Yeah.
Oh, alfabetti spaghetti.
Whoa. Marona.
Tomatoes. Anyway, sorry, what does Lexi say?
What characters are you guys most looking forward to seeing meet up again in season 8? Like Arya and the Hound did, Tyrion and Sansa, Jaime and Bran, etc. Thank you.
Arya and Jon,
Jaime and anyone.
Yeah.
Him leaving Cersei and going north is going to be fascinating.
Yeah. And Jaime, like, people reacting to Jaime, who, like, again, his initial thing was that he kind of wanted to do the right thing.
Yes.
But he was always viewed as a dick and so kind of acted as a dick.
Totally.
I wonder how much he'll fall back into that pattern.
I think if Brienne isn't, like, literally standing next to him the whole time, he's going to have a lot of toughness.
I reckon, what's his name? Torbjorn.
Tormund
will not like Jaime. Because Brienne and Jaime are close.
Yes. Be like, great. Yeah.
So that will
assuming he survives. He survives, right? He survived the wall thing?
Yeah. He's still there. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Oh, there's actually a bit, right? So at the end of season 7, again, watch it all before you come to me crying about missing your spaghetti.
We said it last week. We said it the week before. You are idiots.
You're in the spoiler zone now.
Yes. The sealed section has been unsealed.
And so is the wall at the end of this episode. And who is it? It's like Beric and Tormund standing at the top of the wall having a look over it. Something like that.
Who's Beric? Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
so. Eyepatch.
Yeah.
And it looks like they maybe just miss getting destroyed with the wall, but it's unclear
at
this point. Who else?
Oh, I think we kind of talked about how we're like not as built up for this as people seem to be, but the Clegane brothers meeting again now. Oh, I'm like, I'm into that. I want to see that
bowl
happen.
Is what they always call it.
I refuse to say that term.
I love it. Adam Levine plays the halftime of the Clegane bowl, and he's somehow even worse than just those two. Well, because I don't give a shit about the Mountain, because he's just an extension of Cersei.
But I give a shit about the Hound.
Yeah.
And his like character's catharsis would be killing his brother.
True. They'll probably both die.
Yeah.
Doing that.
Yes.
Who else? Because a lot of them have their meetings in season 7. A lot of characters sort of re-see each other.
And then the other ones that are rivals, one of them dies.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I would like to see the Night King have some sort of dialogue or influence or reasoning or like something beyond being
a force of nature.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would like to see some. I mean, it probably won't happen and maybe it shouldn't. Maybe I'm wrong about this. I don't know.
I think if the brand connection is the thing, then it will.
Yeah.
Then something will come of it, but yeah.
Because it could go really wrong if he has one big long speech just before he's about to kill John, where he's like, hey, John, I'm your dad. It's me, Rhaegar.
Oh, maybe it's Rhaegar.
For no reason.
Yeah. Ooh.
Gendry and Arya. Seeing each other again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because where is she at the moment?
So she's on her way to Winterfell, but at the end of the season, she, I think, is still at Winterfell.
And everyone else is up at the wall, beyond the wall, coming back from the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, everyone's on their way to Winterfell.
Yes.
And so everyone will meet. Well, like that little clip that we've seen of season 8 is Sansa and Daenerys meeting.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There's no one else I'm really... I mean, I'm kind of... Who am I shipping?
God.
I'm shipping my own pants. I'm shipping you all don't over
buy,
the floor.
You never buy locally. You only ship your pants in.
I'm shipping into the bowl of the toilet sometimes, but usually I miss.
Usually you miss?
Yeah. Oh, because usually I ship in my own pants.
Oh, yeah, true. I guess that counts as a miss, yeah.
I forget to take my pants off.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on the toilet just shitting my own pants.
It's not a comfortable seat either. If you're going to do it sitting down with your pants on.
Walking in a full suit going, the throne. And all fucking coming out of your legs.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
It's a big shit too that I'm imagining.
David emailed us.
Yes.
And said, big fan of the pod and the filth, blah, blah, blah.
Thanks,
traditional
David.
Greeting. Thank you, David. Just wondering if any of you guys, any of you guys.
Yeah, speak up, Michael, who's been here for every episode.
So quiet, but I'm really helpful. Thanks for all your input, Michael. If you guys have had a squiz at any of the various deleted and extended scenes.
Only a couple.
Most are pretty pointless and unnecessary, as you'd expect. But there's a couple of crackers in there, particularly one where Tywin goes fishing at the harbour and has a go at Master Pycelle for bothering him.
Yeah.
Pycelle then drops character entirely and has a pretty interesting conversation.
So that's one that I have seen.
Right. I have not seen that one. But apparently he talks about why he's been lying for so many years, putting on the fake old character guy. What did you think of that?
It's a good scene.
What is his reasoning?
He's like, I want to look weak so that people don't think much of me so that I can get under the radar.
And then just survive.
I think I get why it was cut because it is pretty... And here are my reasons for having done... But also, like, he's such a side character that it maybe isn't necessary. It maybe muddies him more than it does.
Sure. Because it's been implied.
Yeah, 100%. Everyone knows it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it like... But it is a good scene.
Right, okay.
It's well done.
Right. It's more one for the actor, maybe.
Here's
a nice little bit of closure for you and a bit of work to do.
Totally.
Character-wise.
So with the season one, Blu-rays or DVDs or whichever you own.
I do own that season.
The extras have a sort of animated thing with different characters narrating the history of the place before the show starts.
Okay.
So it has the war, the Baratheon one.
Yep.
And then it has like, here's the Children of the Forest and the first men coming over and here's kind of what it is. And it really clears some stuff up.
Yeah, right.
It's like Silmarillion shit, I guess.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting that it's on the first season.
Yeah. It's pretty good. There might be stuff on the other, but I think it doesn't really show up on the other ones.
I can't remember.
I'm not a big one for extras and deleted scenes and stuff in general.
Nor am I. Nor am I. Not anymore. I used to be.
Yeah.
But commentaries
back in the day.
Yeah. Big time, but not anymore.
Well, they don't exist really anymore.
Well, I wouldn't be interested anyway.
I guess you get them on iTunes still.
I'm not interested. Yeah, I think we might have answered all the other questions.
Oh, cool.
There's a few doubles. A couple of people mentioned Breaking Bad and the ending and that kind of stuff, which we did talk about, I think, last week.
And we'll get to that pretty in-depth in about 11 weeks, I would say.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's this episode.
That's it. Next week, we're just doing one a week from now on. Next week is, what will that be, episode?
3 of season 7.
Yeah. Cool.
And make sure that you've watched all of them. It's fun. I think this is a good season to just burn through as well.
I think a lot of people are probably just catching up with season 7 and then watching 8. Yeah. So tell those people to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, if you can get more people listening to the podcast before it literally can't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Give us a shout out.
Yep, shout us out.
In the meantime, though, shout out to you for listening and have a very, 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 very nice week.
Merry Christmas.